This Memorial Day, shop one of Avocado's biggest mattress sales of the year and fall in love with sleep again. At Avocado, better sleep starts with better materials. Our certified organic mattresses are crafted without compromise, using high-quality organic materials that bring comfort and support into perfect balance. No polyurethane foams, no shortcuts, just a cleaner, more natural sleep experience that your body will appreciate night after night. So you fall asleep more easily, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling refreshed and ready for the day ahead. That's sleep with purpose. This Memorial Day, discover what it means to truly sleep well. Upgrade and save up to 20% on our award-winning mattresses. Shop the Memorial Day sale now and get up to 20% off at avocadomattress.com or select retailers nationwide. Visit avocadomattress.com. That's avocadomattress.com.
The Last Word on Today FM.
For the last word on travel, as ever, we're joined by Sarah Slattery, the travel expert.ie. So, you were recently in Marrakesh in Morocco for the Easter holidays. How long did you go there for, Sarah?
I went for 5 nights, actually. I started looking at all the different things to do over there, and I realised a weekend break probably wasn't going to cut it. And I'd say for anybody going, you probably really need the 5 nights, because it takes you a day or two to kind of adjust to the culture shock and the whole city. So I would say definitely 4 nights minimum, even 5 or 6 if you can, to experience it properly.
Okay, who's flying to Marrakesh out of Ireland?
Aer Lingus and Ryanair. Aer Lingus are flying now. I think they stop in the height of the summer. They might stop in June and then they start back in September again. And Ryanair are going right through. But the flights I know are on sale already for the winter. So we'll make a really good kind of autumn winter destination as well.
Yeah. What sort of temperature is it like when you went at Easter?
Yeah, it wasn't great, actually. We landed and it was 30 degrees and we were like, happy days, you know, if anything, it was nearly too hot. But it literally dipped to like 10, I think, at one point. So, yeah, the weather changed dramatically. But I suppose like many places, it was a freak. It was unheard of. The locals just couldn't believe the weather we were experiencing or that they had experienced for the last month. So usually you would kind of have maybe slightly cooler temperatures to the Canary Islands, but still relatively warm in the winter period. But we were probably a little bit unlucky now, to be fair.
Now, it's inland in Morocco, isn't it? It's not by the sea.
No, it's very much a city, and like it is a big bustling city. So, you know, it's worlds apart from your typical holiday resort. I'd say think of it more like a city break than a holiday resort. Now, you will get some lavish hotels, big resort style hotels on the outskirts of the city that you can stay in if you want to do that and just kind of go into the centre and have a look and see whether it's for you. But I would say if you want to experience the kind of authentic real Marrakesh, it's best to stay inside the city in one of those traditional riads, they're called, which are like a traditional Moroccan house. Usually they'd have like between 6 to 10 rooms, or even some only have 4 rooms to 10 rooms, but real kind of traditional welcome, like your Irish B&B, you know, and small little courtyard pools, rooftop terraces right in the heart of the Medina. It's a really, really cool way to see it, I think.
Okay, I believe even going in from the airport was a bit of an experience, was it?
Well, do you know what? Like, I had preconceived ideas before I went. I wasn't sure if it was going to be my kind of vibe. And when we landed, it was a bit of a culture shock. I mean, you'd see the motorbikes whizzing past with 3 and 4 and 5 people, babies hanging off the back. Like, and I've seen that in rural Africa. You know, I've been to some amazing places in Tanzania and Rwanda and all that. But you don't see, I was kind of shocked to see it on a busy high street, like with trucks and cars and motorbikes all going side by side. I think there was 3 crashes on the way from the airport, and the taxi driver was just, no problem, it's fine, it's no problem, you know, everything is just relaxed here. So yeah, that was a bit wild. And then when we got into the centre, I think both flights, actually, for anybody who is visiting, the flights land around 6 o'clock, but it can take you about an hour to get through the airport, and then your supposed 15 minute transfer will probably take you about 45. So I'd say pre-book a restaurant that night and allow yourself plenty of time, because when you land and you're walking through the crazy Medina and you've got this whole culture shock, you're like, you don't want to be wandering around aimlessly looking for a restaurant. So I'd say book a restaurant, which we did have, in fairness. But then when we got to the rooftop restaurant, it was like a completely, it was like this trendy, amazing, fabulous rooftop, stunning interiors, like great music playing, real kind of trendy and modern. And you're kind of going, it was such a contrast from walking up through the streets, but you know, before we got there. So yeah, the whole city is, I suppose, is just so different and so diverse. But I suppose that's what makes it so appealing as well.
I think you took a guided tour as well on your first day.
I would say 100%, if it was the top tip, I would say, particularly for anybody who was a little bit apprehensive, book a city tour. I mean, I do that in most new cities anyway, but the morning you arrive, they'll take you through that main square, Jemaa el Fna Square, which is the kind of beating heart of the city. It's one of the most iconic squares in Africa, and it's just like street performers, traders, snake charmers, fruit stalls, musicians, everybody's coming out of everywhere. And your guide will just walk you through it and kind of, you know, just go through etiquette, go talk about haggling, talk about whether you should take photos and pay people, all that sort of stuff. So by the end, you feel like completely relaxed then. And so much so that like we come back at night time the next day, following days, and it was just great. We were just completely relaxed. The people were actually really nice, really friendly. And there was obviously a few people on that particular square trying to, you know, get money from me for taking photos and things like that. But otherwise, you know, through the souks and everything, we just found them really, really friendly, lovely people.
By the way, do they take euro, or do you have to have transferred all your money, or do they like taking euro?
Yeah, and they will take euros in some of them, cash, but mostly, you definitely need to have the currency anyway. It's dirhams and you can only get it when you land. It's a closed currency. So I would say definitely change the money at the airport when you land, because there are big queues for the ATMs in the centre, and it's good just to have the cash with you. Most places will let you tap or take card, but cash is, you know, definitely worth having some cash on you, absolutely.
The souks are the main thing. Did you do shopping? You didn't come home now with any carpets, did you? Or fake handbags or other things?
Oh, we might have come home with a few of those. All right, the kids were having a great time with their designer t-shirts, shall we say. To be honest, the souks, I was really surprised at the quality, actually. Like we ended up coming back three and four times shopping in the souks. It was really good. Great fun too. The haggling was good. They were very nice. If you didn't want something, you just said no thanks. Thank you. There was no hassling, nothing like that, which I kind of had expected. But the quality, like the handmade leather, the goods, the spices, the argan oil, I got gorgeous cushion covers for the garden and just different pieces, but all really, really nice. And then, of course, they have all the fake designer goods and that, if you want any of those as well. But there's, yeah, everything literally from spices to ceramics to leather to lanterns. I mean, they've everything there.
Frida in Skerries has sent me a photograph of herself and I presume her husband, and it's taking a balloon ride in Marrakesh, which she describes as absolutely fabulous. Did you do that?
I did. And it's one of the top things to do. You're literally picked up for sunrise by 10 to 6 in the morning, driven about 40 minutes outside the city, and you get up in a hot air balloon ride. And it's about €120, including the pickup and your breakfast. So it's actually one of the better priced places to do it. You do it over the Atlas Mountains. Now, to be fair, again, we were unlucky with the weather. We didn't get the sun we were expecting. But it was still a really good experience. And they're really, really, the company we booked through, I think they're all the same, to be fair. I have links to everything I'm talking about on the website, by the way. But when you book it, we were saying the weather isn't good tomorrow. We messaged them. They let us change it for the following day. So I would say for anybody going, book your first day or your second day so that you can reschedule if the weather isn't good, because obviously, you know, it's a great experience anyway, but it's even better, I suppose, if you actually get the sunrise.
Did you go quad biking out in the desert?
We did. The kids loved this. Now, my kids, I should say, are 15 and 18. They're not really kids anymore, but they had a ball. That was great family activity. And there's lots of different desert activities you can do. We did that for 2 hours and had an absolute ball. But there's also kind of traditional Moroccan dinners where you can have, you know, dinner under the stars with a show and camel rides and all that kind of thing. And again, they're very, very reasonable. They'll usually pick you up from your hotel. So there's lots of, if you want to get away from the city, you can definitely do that as well.
Is coffee a big thing?
Coffee is a big thing. And the coffee house, the Basha Cafe, is the place to go. Although when we stopped by the queue, the wait was 4 hours, which I just thought, I don't know how anyone would queue for 4 hours for coffee, but people were. But if you get there early or and if coffee is your thing, it is the place to visit. Now, the interiors are stunning. And that's one thing about Marrakesh. Some of the hotels, the ceramic tiles, the decor, they're absolutely gorgeous inside. So you can just pay a euro and go into the and buy the coffee. They also sell it in the airport. There's a little shop in the airport. But if you want to go into the cafe itself, you need to basically queue.
Okay, are the restaurants good?
Yeah, well, they're really trendy and they're gorgeous rooftops with views over the city. But I personally found them a bit style over substance for the price. So I'd say maybe book one or two of the trendy ones. I have them listed on the website. But just, you know, I'd say book your first night or two, because that's the night you're going to be not really sure where you're going. And then you could probably be a bit more relaxed after that. Like they are you're paying basically for the view, like a view tax, as somebody called it. But yeah, they are very cool. There's DJs, lively entertainment. But you know, if you want a sunset booking, you need to book well in advance.
I know you've lots more details on the travelexpert.ie, but did you regard it as value for money, Sarah?
Absolutely, yeah, really, really good value. I think the only thing I found expensive was those restaurants. And I would say one top tip is that if you want to stay inside the centre for the authentic experience, you can book day passes in luxury hotels outside. So for families, can book a day in Club Med, couples can book a day in a lovely five-star hotel. So you can actually have your pool day in luxury and then stay in a kind of reasonably priced Riyadh in the centre. That kind of gives the best of both worlds. And I think that's probably the perfect way to experience.
Thank you so much, Sarah Slattery, thetravelexpert.ie.
The Last Word on Today FM.